This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
I do love this because the two most tired members of the show right now are being forced to jump up and down.
I know. Yeah. I just love watching them.
Danny's not jumping very high today.
No.
And they both just gave up and sat back down.
Also, I like how you say forced. You make me do this every Friday.
Yes.
You have to. Danny actually looks miserable.
I get tired just looking at Danny right now.
I know. You look like you're struggling, dude.
I am.
Let's get to Dukes from Gig Harbor. Dukes, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See you later.
For those playing at home, Dukes has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
The two official languages of Canada are English and what?
French.
Correct. Who directed the 90s movie Saving Private Ryan?
Steven Spielberg.
Yes. What mythical creature is the national animal of Scotland?
Leprechaun.
No.
Aw. Ooh. Pass.
What band had the songs Cryin' and Ragdoll?
The Aerosmith.
Yes. What color overalls does video game character Wario typically wear?
Wario? Red?
No.
Pass.
What Las Vegas hotel recently closed after nearly 35 years?
MGM Grand.
No.
Mirage.
Yes. Who was the only U.S. president to serve more than 2 terms?
Ooh. Pass.
How many players are there on a rugby team?
8.
No.
7.
No.
9.
No. By area, the largest U.S. state is Alaska, but what is the second?
California.
No. Dukes. Ooh. You got 4 correct. I don't think Dukes has got this one.
I mean, crazier things have happened in the world.
True. This is true. I think Steve's going to kick his butt. Steve, I'm rooting for you.
All right.
Well, I'm not really rooting for you, but I think you're going to kick his butt, so I guess I kind of am. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The two official languages of Canada are English and what?
French.
You know it. Mm-hmm. Who directed the 90s movie Saving Private Ryan?
Tom Hanks?
No.
Oh. Oliver Stone?
No.
Saving Private. Steven Spielberg.
There we go. What mythical creature is the national animal of Scotland?
A unicorn.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah. What band had the songs Crying and Ragdoll?
Aerosmith.
Yes. What color overalls does video game character Wario typically wear?
Blue?
No.
Purple?
Yes. What Las Vegas hotel recently closed after nearly 35 years? How do you guess things like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Luck is on my side this morning. The Mirage.
Correct. Who was the only president to serve more than two terms?
Adams.
No.
Washington.
No.
Eisenhower.
No. How many players are there on a rugby team?
10.
No.
15.
Yes. By area, the largest U.S. state is Alaska, but what is the second?
I don't... Texas?
You do know, yes. The first Tesla was released to the public in what late 2000s year?
2019.
Well, no.
You 2009.
You still know. Oh. It does not matter, though, because you did spank him. You got 8 correct, which is a win. 8-4.
Woo!
Sorry, Dukes.
Yeah, I felt like a lot of guessing there. I don't know.
I know.
Hey, a guess is still, if it's right, it's still right.
You're answer. A great guesser.
I got lucky on 2 of them.
It's stupid.
No, it's not.
It's very annoying.
Well, I mean, it's stupid how good you are at guessing.
Because I'm the best around. What do they say? Luck is when preparation meets opportunity.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah, you got unicorn for the mythical creature, which I think is so cool.
So cool.
That's pretty funny.
Right?
Tatum would be pretty fired up about that. My daughter, like any toddler girl especially, are obsessed. She's obsessed with unicorns.
Or adult girl. They're still cool.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You guessed purple for overalls. You probably don't even know what Wario looks like.
Does he look like Mario?
Kinda.
Like but, evil Mario.
And big.
Wario.
Does he have like a beard instead of just a mustache?
Yeah, he's got a lot going on. And then his brother Waluigi. Waluigi.
Wait, Wario has a brother Waluigi?
Yes!
It's happening.
It's
here.
Amazing. Who was the only U.S. president to serve more than two terms? FDR, baby. And you got 15, and you got Texas, and 2008 was the first Tesla released to the public. But you did a great job. Congratulations. Now
The Daily Migs Show.
What do you remember about turning 21? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call. Tell us all about it. The reason we bring this up is because my stepson, who we call Brother Brandon.
It still trips me out that you have a stepson.
He's 21 now.
That trips me out.
When I started dating his
Brad's
dad.
Brad's old, man.
He's old, man. But when I started dating him, he was like 8 or 9. And now he's like a grown man.
Do you still view him as an 8 or 9-year-old?
Sometimes.
Kind of like an arrested development thing? Yeah.
Well, a couple months ago, he decided to move to San Diego, which is, you know, what every, at the time, 20-year-old boy should dream of doing. He's just living his best life on the beach.
Yeah.
But he's also a huge basketball fan. And so he wanted to go and see the Clippers play against the Mavericks last night in LA. So he hopped on a train with one of his buddies from San Diego to Los Angeles. And one of the first things they wanted to do when they got there was get him his first legal drink. So he walks into the bar, places his order, and they do not card him. So he had been anticipating for months now, that moment of getting to hand over the ID, and it's legit, and he's 21, and he did not get carded.
That happened to me at a bar, but that happened to me when I went, the first time I went to a grocery store to get booze when I turned 21. I'm like, all right, and it's in college. I went to whatever, I think it was called Ames. It was like just like a grocery store, department store type of a place, got my beer, and went up, put it on the little thing, and I had my ID ready. I was so fired up and so proud, and the lady rung it up and then just kept going. I'm like, don't you want my ID? And she's like, oh, yeah, I guess so. I'm like, gosh.
Like, wow, it's real loose around here.
I was like, all these years I could have been getting beer.
Right?
You know, like that was my thought. I was just like, I could have came here last week and you wouldn't have cared.
206-803-ROCK. What do you remember about turning 21? Katie in DuPont, what was your story about your 21st birthday?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Katie?
Hey, so I was in college and my birthday was on a Thursday. And so, you know, we went out and had dinner and started drinking, and we closed down a bar and stumbled back to my dorm about, you know, 2, 3, and, you know, probably had a few more drinks when we got back to my dorm. Well, I had a 7 a.m. guitar final.
Ooh.
So I, you know, it's not my, it wasn't my favorite thing to do. So I go to class, I do my guitar test, and my teacher's comments were, "You're so relaxed. This is the most beautiful playing you've ever done."
No
and
way.
I was so drunk, I just didn't care.
I thought you were going to say you started playing, and you just like just yacked all over yourself. Like, this is way better.
Nope. It was the only A I ever received in that class on that test.
Valuable lesson.
I did not like playing guitar.
You needed to go to class drunk more often.
It also kind of cracks me up that they have a music class at 7 a.m. when, like, traditionally musicians are not necessarily morning people.
You know, it was that one class I needed for my major, and that was the only time it was available.
Are you still playing guitar?
Oh, heck no.
But I am still drinking.
Devo in Spokane, what did you do on your 21st birthday?
I had a bicycle helmet that I wore, and then I had a sign around my neck that said, "I'm 21 now, wanted birthday kisses." And then my goal was 21 birthday kisses.
Oh.
What was the purpose behind the bicycle helmet? Just to be weird?
Safety.
Safety.
How aggressive are these kisses?
My brother came over from Everett, and he was a bartender, so he was like having bartenders whip me up drinks left and right. And so I think the helmet was for safety.
Yeah. definitely for safety. Miguel in Tacoma, where did you have your first legal drink?
Los Angeles, California, 1988, Denny's on Sunset Boulevard. I was by myself, a glass of white wine.
Nice. Oh,
man. This sounds like the saddest story ever. You were by yourself on your 21st birthday. Why?
Man, I was down there working, and all my friends were up here in Seattle.
Oh.
Everybody I worked with was older. My girlfriend, who I lived with, she worked at night. So, you know, she couldn't get that night off. I tell everybody that I tell this story to, it was the worst 21st birthday.
Oh.
I ended up, like, maybe about 2 weeks later, I said, screw this. I was homesick. I came back here to the 206. And there was one other friend that hadn't turned 21 yet, and I went to their party, and I kind of relived my 21st.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. I do love this one text we got from our friend Rose in Tacoma. She texted in at 206-803-ROCK. For my 21st birthday, I went to the Gallagher show at the fair. Sat front row, got up on stage for the show closing. Gallagher smashed a watermelon in my boobs.
Yeah. That's rad.
Nobody could top that.
That's living the dream.
With the Sledge-O-Matic?
Oh, my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show.
with Taryn Daly.
You're walking like you have something stuffed up somewhere.
And Steve Miggs.
Sounds like a really bad Lindsay Lohan movie.
On The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
On the heels of the start of the NFL season.
Just a couple days away, baby.
Oh, my gosh. We are so excited to be joined this morning by Seahawks Hall of Famer Walter Jones. Big Walt. Good morning, Walter.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Dude, always great to have you on. We have so much that we want to ask you, some silly stuff. But but before we get to anything that's silly, we have to talk about something very serious that's very near and dear to your heart and something that I think is just awesome that you've been doing. I love that the NFL has also embraced it. They're sharing it and talking about it. Let our audience know about 96 Check.
Oh, yeah, 96 Check, man. It's something that's, like you said, been dear to my heart for the last couple of years. One of my former friends and players was Cortez Kennedy that passed away. And so, you know, everybody was, you know, it was so shocking. But then, you know, things you started figuring out why, you know, what made Cortez so special was that he always checked on players, you know, during the off season. He would call you at 2 o'clock in the morning. You'd be like thinking like, man, why is Ted calling me this late? But he's just calling to check on you, asking how your family doing. So I wanted to do something to give back to him, to remember him always. So that's how I started 96 Check. So 96 Check is all about checking on your former players, your classmates, your family members. Sometimes we get so busy in our life that sometimes we forget about that. So on September the 6th, I take his jersey number 96. That's where I got 96 Check from. So I just wanted to do something on that day to remember him and know how special he was. So I always try to push this out. And I want to say thank you guys for letting me get on the radio today to put the word out.
Anytime, first of all, anytime you want to come on, but we would love to have you on. But yeah, dude, ever since you've been doing it, I always think about, like, who haven't I talked to in a while? And it's always funny, though, when I give a call to someone just to see how they've been, the reaction first is, what's going on? Because they just don't expect it, you know?
Yep. And that's what it's all about. You know, my motto is you connect, check, and then you care, you know what I'm saying? Once you reach out, and then, like, a lot of times, especially with former players, I always try to say that, you know, if I can't help you, I probably know someone that can help you.
Awesome.
And a lot of times, that's the issue. And like, every year when I call guys, it's always that, you know, they might not give you the information now, but sooner or later, if you call and check them, then they'll hit you up another month later and say, hey, man, I really appreciate you checking up on me. So those are the things that I want people to instill, because like you said, we play this game, we're players for so long when we played this career for so long. And then once you leave the game, sometimes you forget about those guys that, you know, you're with those guys more than you are with your family. You know, when you're working and stuff, you're around your coworkers and all that stuff. So you just want to let those people that you're not forgotten and that there's people out there that really, really care about you.
You mentioned family. This might be a silly question to you, but obviously with football season starting up, it's like right around the same time as school season starting up. And yesterday I mentioned how it was kind of an emotional day, an exciting day in my household because my four-year-old daughter is day one of preschool. And I'm like, this is just crazy. How were you able to navigate that when you were playing? Like, that had to be tough because you have a lot of kids and they're all going to school and I'm sure you want to be there to see them go away. But like, you're also knee deep in starting up a football season.
You know, I learned early, you know, when I first started playing football, once I got to college, you know, my coach was always instilled, like, you know, you learn at work, and then when you leave, everything at work. And I always had that motto. Once I left, you know, no matter if I had a bad practice or the coach got on me today, you know, I tried my best. When I got home, it was all about the kids and all about the family, because once you get home, they don't care about what you went through at practice and all that stuff. So for me personally, I always try to leave everything that I, you know, if I had time to study or once the kids went to bed or something like that. But once I got walked into the door, I was dad. So I always wanted to do that. I wanted to leave whatever I was dealing with at work, and then focus on home when I got home.
We're talking with Seahawks Hall of Famer Walter Jones, and people can follow you on social at BigWalt71. And this 96 Check initiative, one thing that I think is super important to remember is the fact that there's so many people in our lives that we think are very strong, and I'm sure in the world of football, those are some of the strongest guys we ever see. But sometimes it's the strongest people that you really do have to check on.
Oh, totally, totally. You know, sometimes they always say the guy that's doing all the smiling is the one that you need to check on.
Yeah.
So I always feel that, you know what I'm saying? Because we enjoy what we do, and sometimes we get so busy, and sometimes we don't even think about ourselves. So then when somebody does reach out to you, that sometimes that put everything in perspective, that somebody out there really, really, really care about you. And a lot of times, especially like you said, with us, we're taught to be gladiators. We don't show pain. We don't show weakness. But we all deal with other stuff outside of playing the game or stuff that you deal with at work and what you deal with at home. So if anybody is checking on you, and I think for as men, we always try to sometimes to be vulnerable and let people know what you're dealing with or how you're feeling.
And Big Walt, yesterday I found out when we were going to have you on. It was an impulse moment, but I've been meaning to do it. I pulled the trigger and I ordered myself a Walter Jones throwback jersey. So I'm very excited about this. So we need to figure out a way to get you in studio so we can get the pictures. And I know Danny's got to get his Walter Jones jersey as well sometime soon. Are you excited at the Rock and the throwbacks on Sunday?
I think it's awesome, man. I think, you know, it's so amazing. You know, I tell people all the time, I said, when I first got drafted, I really thought that the uniform was crappy. But now that it came back, and now you look at, once the rumors started getting out that they was thinking about doing, I think everybody got excited. Then you saw it last year. And I think for me personally, you know, I was at the game last year to saw it on at the game live. But I think that when it really looks good is on TV.
Yeah.
It kind of brings back, you know, it's kind of like one of those things of nostalgic, something that you know that you got fixed in your brain. So I know for all the true fans that have been with Seahawks forever, I know it brought back some things for them. So for me, I think it's pretty cool to start the season. You know, it's going to be talked about. It's going to be great to see. You know, everybody around the world are going to get a chance to see these uniforms, and I think the uniforms are pretty amazing.
And Big Walt, if you don't mind, we just got to take a super quick break. But when we come back, we wanted to talk a little bit about the Seahawks, the upcoming season, the game that's happening on Sunday. So if you don't mind, we just take a quick break, and we'll come back and chat about some Seahawks stuff as well, if that's cool with you.
All righty.
The Daily Mix Show.
If you're just jumping on listening to the Daily Mix Show this morning, we have been chatting with Seahawks Hall of Famer Walter Jones. You can follow him on social media at BigWalt71. And we've been talking mostly about your initiative, the 96 check, which today is 9-6 in honor of your former teammate Cortez Kennedy. And thanks for sharing so much about how important this is. And we encourage everyone to use the hashtag 96 check and hashtag all good today on social media.
Oh, definitely. That's pretty awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we got to talk about the upcoming game. They're taking on the Denver Broncos. We have a new coach, a new offensive coach pairing up with Geno Smith. I'm rocking my Geno Smith jersey today. I'm really fired up about it. Some new guys on defense. Some guys that are on one-year contracts on the offensive line. Seems like a lot of players have a lot to prove. How are you feeling? I mean, it seems like we're walking into like the unknown with this team, but how do you feel?
I feel good about it. I think I like the hire. I like the coach, a young coach. I think that's just where the NFL is going, where now you're seeing these very young coaches got great minds and stuff like that. But still, again, I love this offense. I love where Geno's at. I love our receiver set. So I think it's going to start out slow. Usually with defense, it takes a minute to figure out how people are going to attack you. You know, because now preseason ain't all about, you know, you want to see what the team is all about. It's just about, you know, finding a player that you're going to bring along for the season. But now you're going to really see. So I would tell the fans, just be patient in the first month here. I think it's going to be I think I'm going to put all my money into the offense because that's where the leadership is. So I think as the offense could continue to keep clicking, and then the defense, you know, with that defense, with that secondary, the secondary is coming along, that young secondary is coming along, and that defensive line is coming along too. But I think it's going to take a couple of games for them to figure out what they're good at, and then that's what you're going to see the true of what this team is going to be about this season. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what Geno is going to do. I'm looking for JSN to see what his next step's going to be, because he's proven that he's a playmaker. He can make plays for you. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this offense is going to do with Kenny Walker. I think, you know, he's figured this game out and knowing how to prepare as a running back. So I think offensively is going to be that's going to carry this team in the first month, and then you're going to see this defense start picking up, and now you're going to start seeing the excitement in that stadium again.
Big Walt, I've got a question for you about not so much the game, but something that's going to happen before the game, the raising of the 12th man flag. Do you think you have any idea who might be raising the flag on Sunday?
I have no idea. Honestly, I think they keep it a secret sometimes, you know, if you're talking to somebody. But I think for me personally, I think the whole point of the 12th flag is the excitement of fans. You know, you have people that you think about. You think about maybe Pete Carroll. You think about Coach Holmgren. You know, there's so many people out there that, you know, you could do to get the fans. You know, I think that first game, you always got to have someone where you're going to get the fans excited right at that moment for a kickoff. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's a tradition that's been going on for so long that it's so exciting, especially with this new regime or the new coach. I think everybody's excited, and we get a home opener, the first game home opener. So I think that's going to be amazing for the fans, and I think everybody's excited to see what's going to happen and see what this coach does.
All right, we're talking to Big Walt, Walter Jones. Walt, we got to go back in time. We talked about this yesterday. We were having a conversation. I would love to hear your perspective of it because it involves you. And it's back in the day when, like, you know, preseason was happening and training camp was happening. And it was always the talk about how Walter Jones would get ready for the season. And the way that you would get ready for the season was by pushing SUVs. Can you tell us about it? What kind of SUVs were you pushing? And when did you first come up with this idea?
Honestly, I just came with the idea when I was in high school. My coach, you know, you're coming from a small school, a rural place, and we didn't have a lot of weight equipment. So for the offensive line, the coaches would make us go out and push. He had a pickup truck. So he would make us push that truck. So when I was missing training camp, you know, me personally, I always tell guys, you do stuff conditioning that's going to help you in the game. You know, I can't go out there and run with the receivers or the running backs all day long. That's not my game.
Right.
So for me, I had to try to find things that's going to help me and prepare me for the game. So me coming off the ball and getting behind the SUV was a Cadillac Escalade. It was my brother's truck. So it was something like it. I'm still trying to get a Cadillac from Cadillac. Still working on that. But you know, it was just something that I did that prepared. I wasn't big on doing squats and all that stuff all the time. So I just wanted to do something that kind of emulate the game and what I'll be doing. So that's what I started doing. And like I said, I was doing it privately. Then, you know, I was at a park, and then people got wind of it, and then the news got wind of it, ESPN got wind of it. So it was just something that I thought that would really help me, prepare me to get me ready. So when I do come in to play, then I was ready to play.
Yeah, if you could push a 2,000-3,000-pound vehicle, I think you could push a 300-pound man.
Exactly.
Hey, well, before we let you go real quick, I saw it on your social media. I was hoping we could get a review. I know Danny's a big fan of this movie franchise. I haven't watched it. I don't think Taryn has as well, but you jumped into the world of Harry Potter.
Yeah, I did. When I started it, I was like, you know, because everybody keeps saying, man, you got to watch this Harry Potter. So I was looking through them, and then I was like, whoa. I said, there's 9 movies. I was like, how is someone going to get through this? I thought it was like 1 or 2 movies. So I got through the first one. You know, everybody said get through the first. It was good. I think it's one of those things where, you know, when you're sitting around, okay, let me watch 2. You know, it's just basically, because everybody keeps saying this Harry Potter is so good. You know, you get past the first movie and start kind of telling a great story. So I'm looking forward to hopefully that I can get it done by the end of the year, get all of them done by the end of the year. So it's basically me just want to be a part of the know. You know, when you see you haven't seen Harry Potter, everybody give you that there, like, yeah, you haven't saw Harry Potter. So I just want to be a part of that group of people that have said, I didn't see Harry Potter.
So then I got to ask, I know they have the quizzes online. Did you take the quiz and find out what house you're in yet?
I haven't got that far. It took me 2 days to watch it because I fell asleep the first time I watched it. Then I came back and watched it again. I was like, okay, I got to figure out how to keep me attention to continue to keep watching this. But I'm looking forward to it. You know, like I say, my kids, we're trying to watch it too. So they're trying to help me through the process. So I'm just looking forward to, hopefully I can figure it out and see why everybody is so crazy about this Harry Potter.
Well, my wife tried to make me watch it. I didn't last even the whole film. I fell asleep.
That's the issue. I tell people all the time, I said that I enjoy watching movies at home because I can finish that movie in a 4-day period.
Thank you. Okay, same here.
So I got to go to the movie and watch it in a 2-hour period. No, I can watch it today. I can watch it tomorrow. I can finish it. It might not finish in one setting, but I will finish it.
Walter Jones, thanks so much for joining us this morning and talking about the 96 Check Initiative. And we look forward to doing this again soon, man.
All right, man. Thank y'all guys so much.
Oh, yeah. Much love, Walt. We always love talking to you.
I appreciate it.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.